Their morning in Memphis. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. A Tennessee mother and teacher is being honored at this hour. A funeral for Eliza Fletcher is being held at the church where she met and married her husband. Fletcher was abducted while jogging on the morning of September 4th. Her body was found days later near a vacant home.
Yesterday, Fletcher was remembered by the Memphis running community. Hundreds gathered in the pre-dawn hours at the time she was abducted to finish the run she had started when she was taken.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. The suspect, Cleotha Henderson, is charged with murder and aggravated kidnapping. He's also just been charged in connection with a separate abduction. 2 days after the death of Queen Elizabeth II, a rare Saturday session was held in Britain's Parliament. Lawmakers at the House of Commons paid tribute to the former monarch and pledged allegiance to the new one.
I, Charles III, by the grace of God, of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of my other realms and territories, King, Defender of the Faith, do faithfully promise and swear that I shall inviolably maintain and preserve the settlement of the true Protestant religion.
The King spoke earlier today after an official accession ceremony at St. James Palace in London. The names of potential special masters have been submitted to a federal judge by the Justice Department and lawyers for former President Trump. The two sides are at odds over how much material taken from Mr. Trump's Florida home should be viewed by the special master. The DOJ wants to ban classified documents, but the former president's team wants everything looked at. It's unclear when a decision might be made. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
Major gains are being made by Ukrainian forces in the country's northeast. That's according to government officials who say vital Russian supply lines are being cut off. Meantime, fear continues to mount around the site of Europe's largest nuclear power plant.
A nuclear watchdog is stepping up warnings about Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant, saying its safe operation is compromised now that shelling has caused a complete blackout of the nearby town. The International Atomic Energy Agency is calling for an immediate safety zone to be established at the plant, which is under Russian control. It's been operating in emergency mode since Monday, when the last power line connecting it to an outside source of electricity was severed. The plant and surrounding areas are being continually hit by shelling, which Russia and Ukraine are blaming each other for. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Increased tensions are on display between China and Taiwan. Today alone, Taiwan's defense ministry says 17 Chinese aircraft crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait. There was tragedy off the coast of New Zealand.
Five people in New Zealand died when a small charter boat they were aboard capsized. The mayor of Kaiokura on the South Island says the water was dead calm at the time of the accident, so he and others assumed the boat hit a whale that had surfaced from beneath. So many whales visit the area that Kaiokura is a popular whale-watching destination.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. Massive amounts of humanitarian aid will be needed in Pakistan. That's according to UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, who's spending a second day surveying damage in flood-ravaged provinces. Months of heavy monsoon rains have left nearly 1,400 people dead. Millions more are homeless. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.